faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood, walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Peter declared, and in his name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The healing of the paralytic man at the Gate Beautiful is an outstanding testimony of the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, exercised through faith by Peter and John. Every believer must gain this revelation. This miracle was not wrought through the apostles because they operated in some rare or elevated grace, as some might claim. Rather, it flowed from the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the simple, unwavering faith that laid hold of that authority. Nowhere in the Gospels are there any references made by Jesus Christ that would indicate that only a few select persons would be used in the healing and the deliverance of the sick and the infirmed. On the contrary, we have the Great Commission, which was given to the whosoever will believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in his name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Amen. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through the accompanying signs and wonders. Amen. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. That's what Jesus said. These are not symbolic words, but these are divine truths. They're not given to a select few, but they're given to the whosoever will believe. The name of Jesus Christ carries the authority of heaven. It is not just a phrase to conclude a prayer, but the very representation of his power, of his presence, and of his purposes. When Jesus walked upon the earth, he spoke not of his own accord, but as the one who was sent by the Father. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who indwells me, he does the works. The miracles, the healings, the deliverances all flowed from his unity that he had with his Father through the power of the Holy Ghost. The power behind his name was not in sound or in speech, but in divine relationship and in perfect obedience. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go you therefore. In that command, Jesus shared the authority of his name with those who would believe. Those who follow him are not called to act in their own strength, but to continue his works through faith in his name. Jesus said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, you shall do also. And greater than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not granted by human merit, but by and through divine commission. Jesus said, as my Father sent me, even so I send you. Just as Jesus represented the Father, believers today are called to represent Jesus Christ. This is not a symbolic calling, but a spiritual reality. To act in his name is to stand in his stead, to speak with the confidence of exercising faith to release the will of the Father upon this earth. Jesus revealed that faith is the key that unlocks the operation of his authority. Faith in his name. If you have faith, Jesus said, as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, move hence to yonder, and it shall move. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Faith does not ask if it will happen. Faith speaks because it knows who has spoken. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, spoken in faith, is heaven's decree against the powers of darkness. Jesus also declared, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. This truth is crucial in the lives of every believer. This authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth operates only in union with his will. To abide in Jesus Christ is to think his thoughts, speak his words, and act as his legal representative in this earth. When the believer abides, the name of Jesus Christ becomes more than a declaration. It becomes a manifestation of the presence and the power of the risen Son of Man. When the 70 returned rejoicing, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name, Jesus confirmed their authority, saying, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is heaven's command to all creation. Believers must know this. Darkness cannot resist it. Hell cannot withstand against it. Jesus reminded them, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The authority of his name is not a tool for pride or display, but a trust given to those who will walk in fellowship with the Father. True authority flows from humility, from hearts that are yielded up to the will of the Father. Do you know that when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is not a formula, but it's a confession of our faith in him. Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Here is a revelation that believers must embrace in their lives. The Father responds to the name of Jesus Christ because it represents his Son, the obedient servant, the spotless Lamb, and our risen Lord. Every prayer offered up in his name carries the seal of divine approval when spoken in faith and in obedience. Jesus also warned, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, in your name done many wonderful things? But then I will profess to them, I never knew you. See, his name, this wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cannot be used apart from living relationship with him. Authority without fellowship is presumption. The power of his name operates through those who know him, not merely those who invoke him. The authority of Jesus' name remains unchanged. He declared, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away." The same Holy Ghost power exhibited through Jesus Christ that silenced the storms, opened up the blind eyes, raised the dead, still flows today through his name. Therefore, the question is not whether the name still holds authority. It does. The question is whether his followers will believe it, will live it, and act upon it. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Obedience preserves authority. The one who walks in submission to his word carries the power of his name without fear, without doubting. Amen. When we speak as Jesus spoke and do as he did, the Father is glorified in the Son through us. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not a religious relic. It is the living power of heaven active in every believer who will abide in him. Jesus Christ has given to those who believe his name, his word, and his Holy Ghost and power. He has commissioned his people to go, to speak, to heal, to declare, and to reveal the kingdom of God in this earth. The time has come for his believers to arise in faith, to speak not as the fearful, but as those who are sent. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid." The light shines when the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is lifted up, when faith is active, and when obedience is complete. This is so important. Every believer must remember that we are sent, we are authorized, we are empowered to exercise faith in the living name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth has never, will never lose its power. And the Father is still glorified in the Son when his people act in faith upon his word. Amen.